Thanks for downloading the Songwriters Hall of Fame podcast number 3. The Song Hall offers a wide variety of programs, scholarships, and publications for aspiring songwriters. The music in this podcast represents a variety of genres and styles from unsigned writers who have all participated in recent Song Hall showcases. We'll be playing Love is for Losers, written by Kim Lauren. Everybody Feels This Way Sometimes, written by Sherry Miller. Everybody feels this way sometimes. You're not alone. Everything, darling, passes by. I promise soon you'll feel alright. And I Know, written by Jason Shand. The Songwriters Hall of Fame is dedicated to recognizing and honoring the accomplishments of people who create the popular songs heard and enjoyed around the world. You can learn more at songhall.org. But right now, let's get started. Kim Lauren is in a fantastic position to make a big impression on the pop music scene. She spent the last few months writing with a host of hit songwriters and recording with multi-platinum producer Matt Wallace. She's a driven and hard-working artist. Kim's songs are peppered with her unique brand of sarcasm, which is pretty evident in this track, co-written with Alex Forbes, called Love is for Losers. This is Kim Lauren.
I'm buying it. I don't need all that romance, and they're all high on it. Whole world tripping in a trance, hanging on tight for dear life. Say they can't make it through the night. They say they can't eat or sleep or breathe.
That was Kim Lauren and Love is for Losers. Sherry Miller is an energetic, dedicated singer-songwriter. She says she was born to be an artist, and her prolific output bears that out. I had a chance to chat with Sherry recently about her songwriting and her career. Your parents almost discouraged you from getting into music professionally, even though your mother was a professional opera singer.
Well, now they're incredibly supportive, and they're my biggest fans, and they support me, and they see when I made it clear that this is what I want to do professionally, you know, because it was one thing to just kind of do it, you know, for years, and then one thing to kind of come out and say, I'm an artist, this is what I'm doing. My parents in particular were fearful, I felt. They were so worried that there were all these fear factors, and you know, I think if you are an artist and you feel like that's your calling, you should absolutely, no matter what anyone says, do what you love and what you feel called to do. And the support came eventually from my belief in myself and my taking actions to develop myself as an artist even further.
I listened to a few of your songs from your website, and you have quite a diverse style. What are some of your influences?
There's definitely a thread for me that runs through everything I do. But I let whatever song flow out, whatever is meant to flow out. And, you know, I think a lot of what I write depends on what I'm listening to at that time and things, articles and books I may be reading at the time and things that conversations I may have had with friends or, you know, things I overheard on the bus. And that all infiltrates into my writing. And I listen to, like, very varied music. You know, I think you are going to be inspired by many different things, and why should you limit yourself? Who says that you should just do one thing? So whatever is meant to come out will come out, and if someone's going to judge me for that, I feel like then, you know, maybe they should broaden their horizons, because I think, as an artist, we just really should be open to everything.
Do you think there's a danger in not having a distinctive pigeonholed style?
When I first started out, I definitely had some notions in my head, is this going to sell? How am I going to make a living? There was some fear. But now I'm at a point where I try my best not to think about it. Is this going to be a hit? Are people going to connect to this? Is this universe? You know, I've done that before, and I find that ultimately it just it blocks you when you start thinking that way, because it's not about art at that point.
Tell me about how you got involved with the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
You know, in the beginning, I went to Songwriter Hall of Fame showcases and showed up, and then eventually I ended up playing one of them a few years later, and eventually one of my songs was featured. I guess that just goes to show that just keep showing up. Just keep showing up, you know, if you're a songwriter, to open mics or anything related to what you're doing. Just keep being present in that, and that's how things develop.
So you're doing some live shows and recording.
Yeah, well, I play out a lot. I have a bunch of shows in the next few months, and I'm planning on recording. I haven't released an official album yet. I've waited quite a long time. So this is a really exciting time. I really feel excited about what's to come.
We're going to be featuring your song, Everybody Feels This Way Sometimes. What can you tell me about that song?
That song is about depression. What I've found, and a lot of people I know, and within myself as well, of course, that any range of emotion, depression, happiness, joy, embarrassment, anything you may feel, everyone else on the planet has felt that at some point too. And that kind of is like a link between you and the rest of the world, that you're not off in some corner, and you have no reason to feel ashamed that you've been depressed or felt any kind of emotion that may have caused shame, because everyone has, and you're part of the collective whole.
Sherry, thanks so much for talking. I really enjoyed it, and best of luck to you.
Oh, thanks.
Here's Sherry Miller with Everybody Feels This Way Sometimes.
I know you've been afraid. I don't blame you. But I can calm your fears and be the best friend you ever knew. I know the promises dirty ground, and she stepped right on your feet. Oh, my secret heart breaks for you honestly. Everybody feels this way sometimes. You're not alone. Everything, darling, passes by. I promise soon you'll feel all
throbbing with pain like a dull night's tear. Remember the sweet words you said to me. You soothed me so gently, and some part of my soul was released. Everybody feels this way sometimes.
That was Sherry Miller, and Everybody Feels This Way Sometimes. Discovered in Boston, fronting an alternative band, Jason Shand has since gone solo, working on perfecting his songwriting and singing. He says his sound is probably best classified as soulful pop, but then again, he's influenced by everything from ABBA to AC/DC. So how do you classify that? Give a listen to this song. It's called I Know by Jason Shand.
This never was my plan. Never my intention to love you like this, make you walk away with my hidden resignation. There's no excuse for this. Is it too late to hold you? 'Cause that is what I need. And I am standing here before you. Is it too late to touch you, to need you? 'Cause that is what I feel. And I'm standing, 'cause I take over, and my tears.
Was Jason Shand with I Know. And that wraps up this edition of the Song Hall podcast. The songhall.org website provides more information on each artist you've heard, as well as links to their websites. If you liked what you've heard, please let them know. In that way, as the Hall of Fame's chairman, Hal David, says, you encourage these songwriters and many others to continue to create the words and music that inspire, comfort, and offer joy to so many. These podcasts spotlight up-and-coming talent and will provide new music for your listening pleasure. Stay tuned for our next Song Hall podcast. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit songhall.org. Copyright 2007, Songwriters Hall of Fame.